Wake up before it's too late is the strong warning issued by the UN Trade and Development Agency to the world during the launch of its report on trade and environment on Wednesday. The report argues for a more sustainable approach to agriculture for food security in a changing climate. It says the current methods of monoculture and industrial farming are not producing enough food, and they are damaging the environment. UNCTAD is encouraging governments to give more support to small-scale farmers and to locally focused production and consumption. Ulrich Hoffmann, senior trade policy advisor, is one of the authors of this report.
Roughly 70% of the food globally is produced by small producers, not international supply chains. International supply chains play a supplementary role, one-third. So what is important, therefore, to recall is that these farmers are also a key source of employment and income.
To drive home the point, Hoffmann gives China as an example of an industrialized country where 600 to 700 million people, twice the size of Europe, are still living on agriculture. Furthermore, industrial farming, which relies heavily on external inputs such as fertilizer, agrochemicals, and concentrate feeds, has not produced sufficient food where it's needed. Ulrich Hoffmann of UNCTAD again.
The yields have not correspondingly increased as a result of higher input use, in particular fertilizers. So that has led to the fact that the global environmental limit or the global environmental boundary for nitrogen has already been passed. So we are, as far as nitrogen is concerned, contamination beyond the point of no return.
Nitrogen contamination of soil and water is one type of irreparable environmental damage. Loss of biodiversity is another. UNCTAD suggests countries take urgent and far-reaching actions now, before climate change causes major disruptions to agriculture. Jocelyn Sambira, UN Radio.